One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Are you good at puking?
What's that?
Are you good at throwing up?
Can you be good at it? You mean like award-winning or?
Can you puke on command?
No.
Like right now, if I said puke, what could you puke?
No chance.
You can't have this job in Amsterdam then.
Hang on.
A clinic in Amsterdam treats different phobias like fear of heights or fear of needles or fear of whatever you got, Friday the 13th,
okay.
Whatever the fears are. But they also treat lesser-known phobias. Did you know that the fear of vomiting is a phobia?
What do you mean? Like, straight up? Because, I mean, I have the fear of I don't want to vomit.
I mean, I'd rather not vomit, but after I do, it's 100% productive.
Are you one of the people, when you feel sick, you go try to do it?
No. I don't want to do it, but if it's coming, I can't stop it. After I finish, I always feel better.
Sometimes I'll try to do it.
Emetophobia, it's called.
Emeta?
Fear of vomiting.
I don't have like a, you know, if somebody's puking, I'm not freaked out. Well, I'm grossed out.
If somebody's puking, I'm puking too. Just hearing the noises.
Well, I've had to go help my wife, so I've had to get over that.
Oh.
That's where you open the door and toss a wet rash rag and cut the door real fast?
Uh-oh.
Hey, here's that. Kick ass ass at me.
She doesn't have long hair you can hold back. You know, some people hold that hair back.
She usually keeps it up.
Yeah. If you can throw up at will.
I can't.
They want you to sit in on therapy sessions and help people face that fear.
Oh, my gosh.
It's actually a permanent gig. In Amsterdam. Mm. They're only hiring because their last professional puker retired.
Did he?
Yeah. If this sounds like your dream job, you've also got some competition. There's about 100 people already reached out and said they're interested. Moving to the Netherlands.
Could you do it?
No. Well, absolutely not.
If you put your finger in your mouth, could you do it?
I've tried before and couldn't do it. I've tried my best. I knew it. I'd feel better afterwards, and I couldn't make myself puke. Now, if you start puking, I'm going to puke.
Now, if I feel sick, I'll go ahead and let's get everything together and go to the restroom.
I see somebody puking, I literally run out of the. I've run the other direction.
I can't
look at it.
What do you mean?
Because I'll go. I know myself.
When's the last time you did that?
Oh, I don't even remember. That's just what I do. It's my MO.
Wait, but have you done it before?
Yes. I can't be near puking.
Well,
unless you want me to puke.
Tell me one time you remember they got sick and it made you sick. Tell me one time.
I don't even remember the last time I got sick.
Anytime. Since this is your thing. I want to know, when do you distinctly remember going, Well, they're throwing up. Now I've got to throw up.
Wait, I remember one time in Birmingham on the South Side, and what place was it? Not the patio. Something.
How old are you?
I'm old. I'm grown up.
Okay.
What do you mean? I'm in my 30s.
Okay. And friend? Stranger?
No, just somebody in the club.
And they got sick in the nightclub?
Yeah.
Or is it a restaurant?
Both.
Like a late night bar?
Combo, yeah.
And they got sick?
Yes. And right now I can hear it splashing on the ground. It was the worst.
And then what did you do?
I went.
What do you mean you went?
I puked too.
Where?
I do. I can't stand the noises and the smell and the sound.
Where? Right where you were at?
Yeah.
Or did you run to the bathroom?
No, right at the table.
And then you're splashed.
Yeah. What a mess they had to clean up because we bolted.
Who are you with? Who are you with?
Friends.
What am I doing?
Terrified. They were terrified.
Hey, I'm losing. I'm with you going die laughing.
Yeah, it was the worst.
What are you doing, Jimbo?
It was the worst.
I tell you, stop.
Huh?
I tell you, stop.
You like stop puking? Like I have control
over
that?
Stop.
Huh?
Yeah, I go, what are you doing? Stop. That's not yours. They're sick, not you.
Just the act of being around them, I'm getting sick. Hearing the noises, smelling the smells. Huh? You don't at all? Is it just me?
I don't enjoy it. I mean, I'm not like...
Do you look at him and go, oh, how pathetic? Do you laugh and point?
How pathetic.
Do you laugh and point?
No, do you feel sorry for him? No, because you don't... No, yeah, I feel sorry. No, I'm definitely not laughing at you.
Oh, I'm going. I'm gone.
But how long?
What do you mean?
I mean, is it one splash and you're out? Or is it just you need to be getting out of there?
It's the whole experience.
If you're already getting out of there, you're good.
Watching the buildup, hearing the noises, watching the horrible stress they're going through, the embarrassment, and then I join them. Huh?
So if you hear the gag, does it get on you?
Oh, yeah.
Like if you just...
Oh!
Huh?
Yes. Stop right now.
You ever there when somebody has a burp in the middle of it? Or they go, oh, God. You know what I mean? They go, oh, no. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
You go right now and leave this room. I don't know where you're going to get sick, but it ain't going to be sick in here.
And that's your stupid news this morning here on Rocket 95.1.
Oh, no.
Hey, this is Herbert, and you're listening to Jimbo and Cassio on Rocket 95.1.
Jimbo, it is time to take your ass to school, baby!
What?
Yeah, it's school time for Jimbo. We are taking you to school, my friend. Yeah. Huh? Come on. See, we're going to quiz the Jimbo and Cassio listeners later today. Right now, we're quizzing Jimbo.
I have to do math on this? Do I need a piece of paper?
No. You had math last time, and you went real bad.
Yeah, it was awful.
So I'm going to try to get you on the right track. I want to build your confidence.
Okay, good. Okay,
you know,
good.
You got to break somebody down to build them back up.
Okay, good.
You know?
You broke me down last time.
I feel like you're going to do well today. Okay?
I hate tests. I have test anxiety.
No, go in with good vibes.
Okay, I'm going to think positive. Think good thoughts.
I mean, right, you're going to smash this. Smash it.
I need that.
Okay. A bonus point if you get this first one without the multiple choice, all right?
Okay.
A sentence with only one independent clause and no subordinate clauses is called a what?
I don't know. A sentence. I don't know which of those words you said were. Subordinate clause.
Yeah, okay. Multiple choice?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All day long.
Here we go.
What's a subordinate clause?
This is what you got to figure out.
Oh.
If I figure out the whole sentence for you. A sentence with only one independent clause and no subordinate clauses is called an A, originating sentence. B, singular sentence. C, simple sentence. Originating sentence, singular sentence, simple sentence. What are you going with?
Well, since I'm simple, I'm going to go simple sentence.
Yeah!
Oh!
Nicely done!
Awesome!
I like your reasoning there. Woo! All right, Jimbo, here we go.
It's kind of like a football game over the weekend when you catch that first pass. You get your confidence back.
Well, see, or like the guy, the wide receiver that drops an easy one, you got to feed him the next time.
That's right.
Get him back on track.
That's right.
Jimbo, which of the following countries is on the equator? Mexico, Brazil, or Nigeria? Which of the following countries is on the equator? Mexico, Brazil, or Nigeria?
Since they had the Olympics there, I'll say Brazil.
Brazil's right!
Whoa! Total guess. Total guess.
Boom!
Wow.
You know what that was like? That was like when the quarterback was throwing it to the guy deep in the end zone, but another wide receiver of his own team cut him off and got the touchdown.
Yes.
It wasn't what you wanted to do, but we got there. We got there. All right, you ready?
Yes.
Dude, you're on fire. You're on fire. Which of the following is not a function of the digestive system?
Not a function of the digestive system.
So I'm going to give you three things. One of them is not a function of the digestive system.
Okay.
A, breaks down food. B, helps cells get energy from food. C, helps make food.
Helps make food.
Correct! Yes! What?
3 for 3? Are you kidding me?
Okay. No multiple choice on this one.
Oh, no. Okay.
Who's the current vice president?
Kamala Harris.
Come on, man!
Yeah!
Dude, you're on a roll, dude. We gotta keep feeding you the rock.
Huh?
Here we go. This is your chance to be your first perfect one ever.
4 for 4.
I've
never been 4 for 4 in anything in my life.
Well, you've never been 5 for 5, so here we go. You've been 4 and 1 on this test before.
Have I?
Yeah. 5 for 5, no way. Mm. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm nervous for you
now. Is this the last question?
Now you got me nervous.
Is this the last question?
Yes. Fill in the blank with the correct helping verb or verbs.
Oh, my God. Helping verb.
Okay.
Wait, what's a verb? Is that a person, place, or thing? No, that's a noun.
Don't ruin this.
Okay.
Just
go.
Okay. By the end of the summer, Jimbo blank learned how to ride a horse. Okay, I'm going to give you the options. So the sentence is, by the end of the summer, here's your options. Jimbo will have learned how to ride a horse. By the end of the summer, Jimbo can have learned how to ride a horse. Or by the end of the summer, Jimbo has learned how to ride a horse.
Number one.
Number one, A, would that be? Not number one, that would be,
yeah, A.
Will have?
Yes.
Jimbo will have learned how to ride a horse?
Yes.
5 for 5!
Whoa! Take that, Miss Gregory, fourth grade teacher.
This heading to this sheet I have says, the following questions come from standard fifth grade curriculum in the United States.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
Jimbo.
Wow.
You aced your fifth grade test, man.
5 for 5. Hey, 5 for 5. Hey, 5 for 5. Hey.
You know what that means? That means you aced your elementary test. I'm going to have to start doing junior high questions.
No, please don't make them harder. Don't make them any harder than they are.
Hey, you're acing fifth grade now. You got to go to 6.
That's where I live.
We're going to throw you in honors classes.
I'm emotionally a fifth grader.
Emotionally a fifth grader. Buddy,
oh.
Ribbon, we're pinning a A-plus report card to your chest today and sending you home.
Man, I feel good about myself now.
This is amazing.
What a Monday morning. This is awesome.
I know what a parent feels like now. I know what a parent feels like. You did good, son. You did good.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody.
Do you feel as good as I feel?
I feel great. Thanks for pulling for me, y'all.
I feel pumped.
I feel like the listeners are pulling for me.
Yep. Jimbo graduated today right in front of our eyes.
Okay. Rocket 95.1, Jimbo and Cassio. If you don't know who the hell this is, it's Jake the Snake Roberts. Get it.
Now, stupid news with Jimbo and Cassio on Rocket 95.1.
Stupid news out of Hawaii this time.
Hawaii.
Cassio, we've all, if you have been a pet owner in your life, you understand the joy of that pet. It became a partner in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And then when time comes to lose them, pass away, or it's time for us to put them down, it's always just a big, very moving ordeal.
Sure.
For every single person and every single pet. A woman in the UK named Lisa Murray is paying $4,000 to take a trip to Hawaii to scatter the ashes of her pet hamster.
I mean, I've heard all those words you said, but not in that order. I've never heard that sentence before.
She's dropping $4,000 on a trip to Hawaii to scatter Spud.
Spud the hamster.
Spud was her pet hamster. Hang on to this. Spud had no connection to Hawaii.
I was about to say.
Spud.
Is that where she got him from?
Never. No. He Spud came from the pet store and never left his cage.
Uh-huh.
His cedar shavings.
So why are we going to Hawaii?
What's
our reasoning here?
During the COVID lockdown, Lisa built little sets for Spud to explore that resembled different places around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Spud's favorite was Hawaii.
That hamster's did some exploring before.
She said, Spud loved the sand, and it's a perfect send-off. He'll finally get to come along on a real holiday.
No, he's dead.
Yeah.
He's not. He don't know he's in Hawaii.
We're talking about a hamster.
Now, look, I have the ashes of some of my pets. That's the thing we do.
Yeah.
Okay? If you hear me say that Jerry Barksia is scattered somewhere, it's because it fell off the shelf and it's scattered in the floor. Hawaii? I mean,
yeah.
Like if... And look, I'm always, hey, y'all go to the pound and get your dog. It's where I've got all my recent dogs, and they're the best dogs I've ever had.
Yeah.
But I could see if somebody got a full-bred, like, show dog, and we had to go get it from Hawaii, like, we're going to take it back to where it's from, and it's very emotional and moving.
No, Spud didn't have any connection to Hawaii.
But it's also a hamster.
Yeah. Spud the hamster. As far as the ceremony, she's planned that out, too.
We have a ceremony.
She's going to take his ashes down to the beach, and she's going to play Beyonce's I Was Here.
Really?
She's going to scatter his ashes and then leave a message in the sand that said Spud visited.
Right, but he didn't.
Correct.
He was not there.
That's right.
He's not there.
That's correct.
He's like a cigarette butt right now.
You can't say that about Spud.
What?
That's somebody's buddy.
He's the size of a full ashtray right now.
Spud is somebody's buddy.
I'm not. Oh, believe me.
She spent $4,000.
For a fact, she loves this hamster way more than we can imagine. $4,000.
You think she let the hamster wander?
I mean, I wouldn't scatter my animals in Ardmore. With gas prices the way they are. She's flying to Hawaii.
From the UK.
Big old flight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, she just wanted to go to Hawaii.
That's a long time.
She just wanted to go to Hawaii.
You know, that's what we do for our pets.
No, we don't.
We pay $4,000 for a trip to Hawaii to scatter the ashes of your pet hamster who's never been to Hawaii.
I paid $4,000 to get couch cushions out of Hank's stomach. He burnt his Hawaii trip, brother.
Jimbo and Cassio. Cougars love them.
We're going to...
What's happening there?
We're going to Texas for stupid news.
What's happening there down in Texas?
Texas. Something got on, dude, at midnight. Yeah, he went outside with his pistol.
Oh.
And just started shooting into the air.
I've never once shot into the air, and I would like to.
Well, I got news for y'all.
What?
It doesn't. Your bullet doesn't go up and orbit the Earth. It comes right back down.
Have you shot in the air?
Nope, never. I don't want it to come down on my head.
Well, I mean, I'd go just a little. You know, just tilt it just a little.
Well, it's coming down on somebody or something.
Well, no, that's not my problem. I mean, again, I haven't done it because I know it's not a smart move. But in my head, it seems real fun to just...
It sounds like it'd blow off some steam, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I'm not much smarter than a fifth grader, as we discovered on this show. Wasn't it Isaac Newton that discovered gravity?
Sure.
Is he the one that the apple fell on?
Yeah.
Okay. That principle applies to the bullet you shot in the air, too. It's going to come back down.
Yeah, but it's going to lose some steam. It's coming back down.
I feel like it's coming back hauling ass.
No, because it's going to go up and then it'll do that little... Blow to the top where it's got no more steam, and then come back down.
Mm.
I mean, I don't want it to fall on me and find out.
Well, somehow, in the course of discharging a clip into the air...
Oh, no.
Dude ended up shooting himself in the butt.
The butt?
Yeah.
Okay.
How do you think that happened? Do you think that happened?
Something shady here.
He shot himself in the butt...
I don't think it can come down and hit your butt.
Well, neighbors called the police on him, of course, like you would if somebody was shooting into the air at 12:30 at night.
All right, wait. If you're standing right there, Jimbo, and you shoot a bullet, literally, we got some engineer to put you on a contraption that said you're going straight up in the air, no angle at all. You think it could come down and hit you in the butt before it hit anything else?
If I was laying face down.
Mm-hmm. If he's standing up, my man had some cake. Had a big old donk. I'm talking about a wagon back there.
Officers responded to this discharging the firearm at 12:30 at night because neighbors complained. When they got there, they found he was shot in the butt. And they ran his driver's license and found out he had outstanding warrants.
I think he shot himself in the butt.
So... He was transported to the area hospital for treatment, which he lived perfectly from, and then from the hospital, taken to jail.
How do you shoot yourself in the butt?
Your best guess is my guess. I really don't know.
Is it the, I had it in my waistband, I'm going to pull it out and it shoots?
He might have been practicing quick draw, you know, something.
Yeah, and you grab it and it pops off.
Yeah.
You accidentally shoot it while you're pulling it out?
If you have multiple warrants out for your arrest, are you going to be out in your yard discharging a firearm?
No, you need to sit on the couch and have fun.
And watch Netflix.
Yeah.
And be quiet and do what they tell you.
Well, if that was the case, though, he wouldn't have outstanding warrants.
This is a fact.
Yeah.
So off to jail he goes with a butt wound.
Quote, a single gunshot wound to the buttock.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
By the way, I knew these were our buttocks. I never thought we just had one buttock.
Yeah. One side's a buttock. Together, they're buttocks.
That's a real weird name.
It is. Somebody named it. I think that's the name of the muscle. And we just shortcut it and call it a butt. Yeah.
Hit him right in the buttock.
Yeah.
I want to say buttock more.
Is that what they said in the paperwork? Buttock injury?
Yeah, I'm reading the quote. With a single gunshot wound to the buttock.
Somebody said that means a human had to type that word or write it down freehand.
Yeah.
Buttock.
I need to use buttock more.
Do it.
Let's call her Big Buttock Judy.
That's one thing The FCC does not frown upon is us using the actual terms, medical terms, for your body.
Big buttock judoc.
Hi, this is Katie Segal, and you're listening to Jimbo and Cassio on Rocket 95.1.
Cassio, stupid news out of San Diego, California this morning. Emily Zagoda is desperate for a date.
Okay.
So she's been handing out dating resumes that contain her photo, her hobbies, and her basic information. She's 27, and she's been distributing these resumes and posting them on signposts and light poles.
Resumes for her dates? Like her resume?
Her resume, yeah. She wants somebody to ask her out.
But not for a job, for a date.
Correct.
Okay.
She's been posting them at fast food restaurants, supermarkets, and her favorite stores. She says on her resume she likes bagels and can sing like Aretha Franklin.
Well, first of all, that's a big brag. Big brag.
Sing like Aretha?
Yeah, huge, huge brag that you better be able to back up.
That's a fact, because I'm going to ask her to sing like Aretha.
That's what I'm
first,
saying.
Out of the box.
I'll give you a bagel if you sound like Aretha.
Yes.
But does she know there's a thing called the internet?
Does she smack of desperation, or is this just a creative way to...
I mean, it's creative.
Is this going to be a funny story one day at their wedding?
But see, I'm lazy. I'm like, if you don't want my resume on the internet, I'm not putting it up at the fast food joint.
Well, that means you'd have to go to Kinko's and get a bunch printed out. A
lot. That's old school.
I mean, you're going to put them on different colored paper just so you can get attention.
You're old. Did you ever go to a concert that you saw a flyer up for?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
did
all
you?
The time. That's how we found out about them.
That's what I was asking.
It was sort of the underground way.
Yeah.
Like it's, do you remember, what's the club in Birmingham that was just a hole in the wall?
The Nick.
Wooden Nickel, it was back in the day.
Hmm.
That's how you found out who was playing at the Wooden Nickel.
It's just flyers around town.
Yep. And then, of course, the flyers, somebody'd see the flyer and then word of mouth.
Yeah, sure.
You go to somebody's party or somebody's house or whatever.
I mean, that was what a, quote, street team used to do.
Yeah, that's right.
Go post your flyers everywhere.
But does Emily need a street team?
She sounds like she's got it locked down. I mean...
Are people calling? I bet people are calling, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, but people she don't want. That's not... I mean...
I don't think the dude's
She put her phone number email?
All of it. Everything.
Are you looking at the flyer?
No, they didn't post a flyer. I tried to find it.
Hmm.
It's a dating resume.
Yeah.
Talking about her qualities and her talent and her abilities. Her phone number, her contact info.
I don't think that's the move.
She likes bagels and can sing like Aretha Franklin is the big catchy thing she said.
She says she's tired. She's tired of swiping left on dating apps.
So she's doing it old school.
Again, I don't know.
Would you, if you were single, would you call her from a resume?
I mean, we're calling her. Well, she's got her... Oh, she's got it blocked out. I don't know if that's her phone number or not. Something I'll never do again. Date Zac Efron.
Oh, so that implies she had a date with Zac Efron.
Dating me is like riding your favorite sea lion down the ocean on a something day.
On a clear day.
No, it's R-U-M. A rum punch day, a rum drink day, something like that.
Riding a sea lion?
Dating me is like riding your favorite sea lion down the ocean on a rum drunk day.
Oh, yeah, people are going to get in touch with her.
And she's attached a picture of her on a statue of a sea lion, and she's got a rum drink in her hand.
Oh, no, she's had so many callers. Just from that one sentence. That one sentence.
Hey,
got
look,
it.
Man, this is stupid. A date means like riding a sea lion in the ocean while you're drunk. All right, I'm going to give it a spin.
What's that number?
We're going to giddy up then real quick.
The pushing, fold a push and split in half at the seam. Great view, coming up the avenue. She packs that stuff like she ain't got a clue. Don't you know she's wearing skin tight jeans? They fit her way too snug. Look at her. Yeah, I think we've been caught looking tonight. Just gonna pretend I don't know what's going on. Now she's gonna reach down between her legs, ease the seam back. She's trying, we're crying. Is that two perfect halves on spying? Bell buckle, moose knuckle, buttons popping.
Cassio, somebody on Instagram posted a video on how to deep clean your toilet seat. How do you and Judy clean your toilets?
I don't know.
Just some 409 and a paper towel?
Just a spray, paper towel, got a couple brushes.
Brushes? Oh, for the bowl.
Yeah.
This person...
I know you got to clean the seat. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying we don't clean the seat. I definitely think we clean the bowl more. Would you say that?
Oh, 100.
The seat, I don't think ladies even look under the seat unless they're cleaning. And the seat don't get dirty underneath unless we've had a day. You know what I mean? I just politely say that.
You got a dude in the house.
Well, no, that's the top. I'm talking about the bottom.
Oh, no, it gets filthy up under there. That's, with flashbacks.
That's what I'm saying. We've had a day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We've all had that day.
Especially y'all who have boy children. Nobody dirties up a bathroom more than boys do.
Or if you've, you know, you're gluten-free and you've had gluten. You release the Kraken.
That's when you need to flip that lid up and clean up under it.
That's what I'm saying. That's when it gets bad.
This particular person on Instagram said they full-on unscrew it from the bowl.
Whoa.
And put it in the top rack of their dishwasher.
No.
And they wash it.
No, we're not doing that.
With dishes.
No, we're definitely not doing that. I think I can kind of see. Look, it's cleaning the stuff. So in the dishwasher, I don't think it's going to hurt anything. But it's got to be by itself.
Oh, boy, does it ever.
It's got to be.
I've never seen the word antibacterial on dishwashing liquid. People who are commenting on this thing on Instagram said most overwhelmingly think it's disgusting.
Yeah.
But there's a small sliver of people who think it's brilliant because it gets heated and thoroughly washed.
Well, but again, that's solo to me. I'm not going to do it. It's just I'm lazy. There's too much work there involved.
We got to get a screwdriver out.
Screwdriver in my head, it's not going to attach right again. You know what I mean?
No, sure.
And then when I get it, but if I did it, just let's just say if I did it, we're not putting plates underneath.
No. You putting silverware in there, wasn't it?
I was about to say, that means it drips on the plates and the silverware.
You really want your spoons and your dishwasher with your toilet seat. Huh?
I don't want my pee-pee on my fork.
The main pros, the people that are for it, say yeah. Every nook and cranny gets clean, especially if your dishwasher has a, quote, sanitized setting that superheats the water.
We do have a sanitize on ours. I don't know what it does, and I've never used it.
I don't have a sanitized setting.
Yours has an on-off.
Correct. The cons, the people who are against it, say they just don't want any poo particles on their dishes.
Well, that's a solid logic they hit everybody with.
A few people pointed out that from a bacteria standpoint, toilet seats aren't actually that gross compared to things like doorknobs or cell phones.
Yeah, we get a lot of our problems from our hands. We're nasty hands.
Oh, yeah.
They touch everything.
People who don't wash after the bathroom.
They touch everything.
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to do this.
Again, I'm in the middle. I'm not going to do it. It's way too much work for me. If it was to happen, if it was like, hey, it's time to clean that and you're going to have to clean it in the dishwasher, we're definitely going solo.
Yes.
We're not throwing anything in with it.
And I'm putting the top, the lid in too. I'm putting the whole.
The lid.
Not just the seat. I'm putting the lid in, all of it. Because it's all one piece. So it's all going in the dishwasher.
What if you went ahead and threw in your little toilet brush holder?
Ooh, good call. Toilet brush holder. Didn't think of that.
That thing gets funky.
That never gets washed.
And you just go.
Nobody ever thinks about the toilet brush holder.
You just flop that wet brush down in there.
Now I'm wondering how disgusting my toilet brush holders are.
Bad.
I bet they're awful.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Now I got to do something about it.
Well, what you really don't wash is your plunger.
Correct.
And if you're using the plunger, it's definitely getting stuff on it.
All that needs to go in the dishwasher, doesn't it, at the same time? The whole bathroom.
Can you dishwasher plunger?
I don't know why not.
That might need to go bathtub or something.
It's just wood and water. Or rubber.
Mm. Mm-mm. I mean, we can't dishwash a Yeti yet. You think we can dishwash a plunger?
Super clean your bathroom.
I mean, I get it.
By unscrewing the toilet seat and putting
What's
it in
your
the
line? I think my line's with other dishes. Which I think I could. Mentally, I don't think it's going to mess up the dishwasher. You know what I mean?
Well, now you've got me thinking it all needs to go in there at one time. No dishes. Just the plunger. Why not put the toilet brush in there all and right. The brush holder and the toilet seat?
At your house, you need to do what we call throw a match in and shut the door.
Burn it down and start all over?
Yeah, that bathroom probably needs to regroup.
And there's I mean, just...
I luckily have a lady in the house
yeah.
who forces me
uh-huh.
to stay on top of it.
Right.
Because we know, like you mentioned, dude's bathroom, solo guy's bathroom. You don't do anything till you see it.
That's correct.
Which is a long time.
And I don't see it till I wear my glasses in there.
And lights on.
And lights on.
Instead of night light and no glasses.
And there's your stupid news this morning here on Rocket 95.1.
I'm really, really buzzing right now. This is Cap Sill. You're listening to Jimbo and Cat Hill.
Boom. Nailed it.
Yeah, I nailed it all right. I'm ready to shoot myself.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great martini.
Kick it.
Illusion.
Excellent.
Wizardry. Alchemy.
Kapuya,
enchantment.
Kapuya.
Macaque. Fascination.
Prediction.
No!
Mystical.
Unreal. Mind blown.
Woo-hoo!
Magic.
Ray Martini.
Good morning, Jim O'Castle.
Making his way in for the headlines of the past couple of weeks since we missed last Friday.
Yes.
Great Martini is here to help you understand what happened in the news this past week.
Martini, so much has happened.
How are you, sir?
So much has happened.
A lot.
Jimbo! I know everyone's talking this morning. Queen Elizabeth has died at the age of 96.
Yes, she's...
Long life.
What a great life.
Long life.
Well, she saw a lot of things.
Yes, she has survived by 4 children... 8 grandchildren, and 27 Princess Di documentaries.
There's a new one where...
That was just this week.
Yeah, no, there's a brand new one where nobody even talks. Nobody's hosting it, nobody's narrating
it. All clips.
It's just news clips.
And you watched it.
Of course.
Jimbo, Queen Elizabeth passing away. Just remember, Reggie Jackson is wanted for questioning. It's a Naked Gun reference
right.
for you young people.
Yeah, right.
Great movie.
And don't call me Shirley.
Jimbo, scientists have identified the part of the human brain that makes us unique.
Yeah.
You know which part it is? It's the part that makes us think it's clever to hang nuts from trucks.
I get embarrassed for the human race when I see those go by.
Jim, I don't know if you saw this week, Apple unveiled the iPhone 14.
Oh, yeah, that's coming out soon.
Yeah, it's cutting-edge technology because it ends with the number 14.
It's just like the iPhone 13, but it's called iPhone 14.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw. Did you watch any of the unveiling?
No.
Yeah. They said it's cool because the iPhone 14 is officially twice the age of the people who assemble it. It's child labor.
Yeah. Those poor kids.
Jim, I don't know if you saw big celebrity news this week. Miley Cyrus unfollowed Billy Ray on social media.
Oh, boy, what a scandal.
You know what that means.
No.
He's late on his rent.
She's his landlord, huh? My, how the tables turn.
Jimbo, speaking of documentaries, a TMZ special, Who Really Killed Michael Jackson, aired this week.
Conrad Murray, the doctor. We already know that.
Nope. I was shocked. I watched it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. It's Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin.
Shot him.
I didn't know Michael was in that movie.
Jimbo, I don't know if you saw this. SpaceX is launching something called a space tug. Have you seen this?
A space tug?
Yes.
No.
And now me and Robert Graf want to go up there.
Space tug.
Jim, I don't know if you saw. Camilla, Willow, and Ariana are the most popular music-related baby names.
Camilla, Willow, and Ariana.
Yeah, they're the most popular music-related baby names. You know, but these things change with the times. At least that's what my old buddy Fog Hat McReynolds says.
Fog Hat McReynolds?
Yeah.
Huh.
You don't know him? I hadn't introduced you to him
no,
yet.
No, he must be from Gadsden. I don't.
Yeah, I'm from Ukraine.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I don't know who you're talking to. Jimbo, researchers released a list of the most painful ways to die.
Whoa, fire has to be on
the list. Which raises the question, who did they ask?
Yeah, right?
They're dead.
Fire has to be on that list.
Well, we're assuming.
Yeah.
We don't...
I mean, fire hurts. I've been burned before.
The people who died a painful death are dead.
Correct. Can't talk to them.
Right, not a good thing.
Yeah.
Jimbo, Starbucks has announced they will have a new CEO starting next April.
Starting all over with a new boss, huh?
Yes, but he's not going to be there long because he will then be replaced by a pumpkin spice version in the fall.
That Jack Spade will love.
Yeah. Jimbo, the NASA moon rocket failed to launch for a second time.
Yeah.
Yes. Don't worry, NASA. It happens to everyone, at least I've heard. Have you ever failed to launch?
They're going for a third here pretty soon.
You ever failed to launch?
No, I've been successful
really?
Every time. Yeah.
Never had to scrub a launch?
No.
Jimbo, some Chipotle employees unionized.
Some?
Yeah.
Not all.
No. Some of them.
Wonder how they pulled that off.
Well, they joined the International Brotherhood of Furniture Makers since they excel at making stools.
That one's thinky.
Yeah. Fast.
Yeah.
They make you poop.
Yeah. Okay. There you go.
Jimbo, Kim Kardashian says she wants to do a Marvel movie.
Does she?
Yeah. I have an idea for one. What if she goes into the multiverse and meets a version of herself that has a flat ass and a real job? Talk about an alternate reality.
That would scare her to death.
Jimbo!
Hey!
You know, NFL season starting.
I loved it last night.
They announced that the Dallas Cowboys are going to wear throwback helmets on Thanksgiving Day.
Like the old silver ones with the star on it?
Older than that.
Really?
Yes. And Jerry Jones said he's going to do his part by wearing his original face.
Had some surgeries, has he?
Yeah.
Been worked on a little bit?
A lot of them.
Uh-huh.
Jimbo! Barry Gibb turned 76 this week.
Barry Gibb, 76.
Yes. Do you know his jam, How Can You Mend a Broken Heart?
Yeah.
Give me a little bit of it.
How can you mend a broken heart?
You know, he's trying to stay relevant. He redid it.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he re-released a new version. It's How Can You Shrink an Enlarged Prostate? Jimbo, Charlie Sheen turned 57 this week.
Charlie Sheen?
Yes. Sheen, of course, is remembered for doing 2.5 Men and remembered even more for doing 2,500 Call Girls.
Winning.
He's got Tiger's blood.
Winning.
Last couple, Jimbo. Two social media influencers set the world record last week, Jimbo, for most fast food restaurants visited in 24 hours.
Whoa.
Yes. And then they set a record for most toilets destroyed in 24 minutes. Last but not least, Jimbo.
Yeah.
Dolly Parton launched a clothing line for dogs. Have you seen this?
No, a clothing line for dogs.
Yes,
wow.
Called Doggy Parton.
Doggy Parton?
Yes.
Huh.
Which makes sense, because Dolly's always been good at keeping her puppies covered.
Great martini. Thanks for swinging by, bud. We appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Great martini. Like, every Friday with the week's headlines.
I feel like you are abreast of all of the headlines now. Is that
We're
correct?
Completely updated, thanks to you.
Yes, thank you. And also, on the way out, enjoy this smoke bomb.
Hey, this is Willie Robertson from Duck Dynasty, and you're listening to Jimbo and Cassio on Rocket 95.1.
Yeah, another car alarm. No one cares or even seems to notice. That's why you need the Diamond Dave Alarm System. Scare off potential intruders with the help of David Lee Roth. With just a press of a button, Diamond Dave lets you know your car is safe. And if anyone approaches your car, Diamond Dave alerts your neighbors with an unbridled, passionate, melodic scream that only David Lee Roth could deliver. Never worry again about someone breaking into your Trans Am and stealing your cassette copy of Diver Down with the Diamond Dave Car Alarm. Also try the Diamond Dave Home Security System. And wake up every morning to David Lee Roth with the Diamond Dave Alarm Clock. Protect your property, protect your family, and get up on time with the Diamond Dave Alarm System. David Lee Roth, shouldn't everyone have a Diamond Dave Alarm System? You betcha. Diamond Dave Alarm Systems.
What's going on, Conrad Thompson? How are you? First Family Mortgage?
Hey, how's it going, guys? How are you?
Good.
Well, this story came out, and I just had to print it out and go, well, here comes Conrad Thompson segment. and, of course, we're going to the place in the house where we all seem to end up anyway.
Hmm.
The bathroom.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
A new survey's out, and the country isn't exactly going through an open-minded, worldly phase right now, so this kind of makes sense. According to a new survey, 56% of Americans say they would not use a bidet.
Conrad?
Oh, my gosh.
Huh?
Conrad?
This is ridiculous.
Even though we won't use a bidet, two-thirds of people, 66%, say they would like a toilet that would get them cleaner and fresher down there.
What?
Hashtag, that is a bidet.
Now, let's run through this. There is another, a third option. It's technically not a bidet, But everyone listening right now has the ability to have a bidet without having like a separate toilet gimmick at their house. You don't need a new bowl. You can just get what's called a washlet added to your toilet. A washlet is what Cassio has consistently referred to as a bidet at my house. I don't have any bidets. I just have washlets. And let me just go ahead and say, whew, you will be squeaky clean.
I just looked up washlet.
I've also announced that the time I did use it, I needed a cigarette afterwards. if you're not at the proper angle and the proper setting, you're going to get taken to the cleaners, no pun intended.
Oh, boy, that got me.
Well, let's run through this washlet just so we're clear. And tell me which part of this you don't think you would like, Jimbo. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
As you approach, it opens. Like, it has a motion sensor on it, and as you approach, the toilet opens. You don't have to lift the lid. And when you walk away, the lid lowers itself. Mm-hmm. So all this fight that has gone on for generations now with husbands and wives about put the seat down, lift the seat up, all that's over with. It's going to be warm water when it, you know, visits you.
It is. It is warm. I'll give him that.
It's going to be a heated seat.
Oh.
You can adjust the temperature of the seat or the water. You can also adjust the pressure of the water. Mm. You can have the water pulsate. You can have it oscillate.
Yeah, you can.
You can have it clean the front or the back, depending on what your situation would be. I just don't understand how somebody's like, yeah, you know, I'd rather just walk around with doo-doo on my butt.
Wait. I have multiple questions.
Yeah.
I've Googled washlet. I'm looking at thousands of pictures of them. They all basically look like the same thing. But question one, does this replace your toilet or does it go on your existing
replaces
toilet?
Your toilet seat.
Seat,
that's
okay.
Exactly right. It replaces your toilet seat. So your existing seat and then the actual lid will come off and then you'll put this one on. And the only thing that you have to have added to your toilet is you've got to have power because it needs power. So most bathrooms do not have an electrical outlet just right behind the toilet, but that's where you're going to need this to be. So as long as you know an electrician who can help you get power behind your toilet and you get a washlet, you'll thank me later.
Question two.
Okay.
Does this have to be a dedicated toilet to number two?
No.
No, I'm doing number ones consistently in my number two zone.
Okay. All right.
I will just tell you this. You got to be ready because there is a front washer, and I wasn't ready for that. So
we had a friend of ours shoot themselves in the face accidentally. they thought it would be cool just to hit the pressure all the way up and then do it in the front, and then she scooted all the way back and looked down, and bam, it was like a three-figure episode.
Talk about your downstairs mix-ups.
Yeah, I think people are anti the bidet. It don't have the right. Wait. Bidet just sounds French. It sounds girly.
I see a control that says dryer.
Yep.
The thing you're looking at right now, if it says dryer, that's the one I have. If you type in washlet and go to Google Images, the very first one that pops up, that's the one that I have. And I've never met somebody who didn't. There's a lot of reluctance. A lot of resistance. I mean, it was probably in my house for a year before I finally convinced Cassio to try it. And now he doesn't even say hello. He just goes straight in there.
I think part of it, like we said, the name bidet is bad. Washlet's not even good. Guys don't want to go, can I go by? We need to change the name. We need to come out with your own. It needs to be like the Freedom Tank Washer, like something manly and American and ready to go.
I need a red, white, and blue seat.
Because it is a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
Once you experience it, the game has changed.
Yeah, I
bet. What about, doo-doo be gone?
Yeah. See? Jimbo, would you not go right into Home Depot and say, I need a doo-doo be gone?
In an instant.
You if don't want to go, I'm shopping for a bidet.
I'd like a washlet.
I'd like a washlet for my commode.
Yes, I'm full man, but I'd like a washlet.
Now, if you went in there and go, hey, you got one of them doo-doo be gones, you're getting hooked up.
I feel like dude at Lowe's would love to hear you say that.
He goes, yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Your life's about to be better.
Hey, we need to turn the mics off because we just came up with a great idea. We need to make one that is camouflage and has like an orange lid.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just market it to men.
Yes.
Lid.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the hunter's orange.
There should be a flag version, American flag version.
Oh, yeah.
No, think through this now. I mean, wet wipes have been around for, what, 40 years? Yeah. But all of a sudden, they had these dude wipes come out, and guys are like, oh, it's okay now.
Hey, I got it. Make some in your favorite NFL teams' logos.
Oh, yeah.
Huh? We could win this idea.
Hey, you know what? If we hurry, we could do this before the election, and we could make my butt clean again.
Yeah!
Or too far.
Yeah!
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.